Sure, I'm your host. I'm very excited. So first of all, I just want to apologize for this late, very late episode. I had a lot going on last week, and I was just super busy, and so, like, it totally slipped my mind that I was like, oh, I have to make a podcast. Yeah, I didn't. I originally had one of my friends, Jenna, we mentioned her, last week. She was going to come and be a guest, but that kind of fell through a little bit. She had to work. Totally understand. I definitely will get her. I will get her. Don't worry. But I really want my girlfriend on the podcast, so if she's listening to this, you're next. She's coming over tomorrow, which for you guys will actually be tomorrow, so this episode might be a little bit shorter, just because I messed up, and, like, I just want to get something out there, and then, like, Wednesday or whatever day will be a little bit more detailed, maybe even, like, 45 minutes long, depending on how long we want to talk. I'm using my gaming headset right now, which is kind of crazy that it works for this, but I mean, honestly, like, I think this is going to be the best way that I get her on, and it sounds good. My other mini mics that I used with Avery were also good. I really enjoyed that, and, like, the audio wasn't terrible, so I could also use those. But yeah, I really am going to try to convince her to be on the pod. If not, you'll hear from me Saturday, hopefully. Jeez. But let me just break down why I was so busy. So right now, currently, it is dead week for my school, which, if you don't know what that means, it's basically literally just the week before finals. That's all it is. I don't understand why it's not next week that's dead week, like, because we're about to be dead from failing these finals, but I digress. But whatever. So the only final I'm actually genuinely worried about is geology. I don't know anything, and I do, like, that's not completely true, but, like, my grades are, I have a 92 in the lab, which is 40% of the overall grade, and then I have a 91 in the lecture, which, again, not super bad. I don't know why I'm complaining, like, I literally have all A's right now, but, like, my GPA is a little lower than I would have liked, so I just really have to bust my butt. I'm going to study sessions. I'm showing up to class. I've been showing up to class every week, but, like, it's just the motivation I can definitely feel for myself is dwindling. Yeah, so that's geology for you. And then last week, I'm in this coaching class, and so we were tasked after spring break that everyone would pick a sport, and then they'd make 2 practice plans for it, and then we'd get to go and, like, play that sport as they coach it. And so last week we did soccer, which was really fun. I had a great time. My practice was a little bit chaotic, but, like, the weather was bad, so through lack of want, we were inside, which for soccer is really not good at all. Like, there's not much you can do inside with a soccer ball to make it safe, unfortunately. But the second day we ended up in a bigger space with indoor goals, which was really, really nice, and people really enjoyed that. So I'm proud of my group. I think we did great. However, there were 2 people that just refused to help until the days came. Like, we tried to meet up so we could go over the practice plans. They didn't show up. We tried to literally get them involved. Like, we were texting in the group chat in every way possible. Like, there's only, and here's my thing, is our professor said, hey, like, keep texting them, keep doing this. There's only so much I'm willing to do before it gets redundant and I become a parent. Like, I'm not going to hold somebody's hand and walk them through what we're doing, as this is a group project. So everybody should be pulling their own weight and giving suggestions, right? So our professor called these 2 out, and they gave, like, a half-assed apology, and one guy went off on another girl, and he was like, well, you didn't tell me what I needed to be doing. And this is where Mama Kylie stepped in, because I was like, have him text me. So that's not okay. So then he does text me, and it's 10 times nicer than the text he sent one of the other group members. And I was like, dude, I could mess you up right now. Like, that is genuinely so disrespectful. Like, I think he was scared of me and another girl in the group. And so, like, which is funny that me and this other girl, who is my soccer president, like, we get along really well. We have our spats, but I think what happens when you have two people who are really passionate about something and really just type A people, you're gonna have arguments and you're gonna have disagreements. Like, it's just, it makes sense. Like, you want to know why? We both want the best for whatever it is we're doing, okay? We both wanted the best for this coaching class we're in. We both still want the best for the soccer team. Like, I think she's doing great for that. And so, yeah, arguments happen. Whatever. But I think he's scared of us because we're so, like, A, B, C, this is how it's going to get done. This is what we're going to do. So he texted somebody who was a little bit not, and she did great too. She was suggesting stuff, but she wasn't as knowing about soccer as me and my president were. So obviously, you know, she took a little bit of a backseat, which we were okay with. Like, why be uncomfortable coaching something? You know, like, that doesn't make sense to me. I'm not saying she didn't know a thing, but yeah, so we just took the reins on that, and he just, like, went off on her. And here's my thing. Before spring break, our professor went over everything about this project. He said what we needed to do. He said how we needed to do it. He told us when we were going to be coaching. And it is not my problem if you didn't show up for that. I cannot force you to come to class. I can't force you to participate. So for him to go off on her and be like, you didn't tell me what I need to do. Well, our professor did, and we'd been texting in the group chat about what we were doing, so, yeah, I'm not gonna tell you exactly where you need to be and what you need to do. That's bonkers. Grow up. Get a life. Okay, like, you should know that if it's a group project, ask. Like, then we would tell him what to do if he asked, but he never did. So I'm not just going to force somebody around, especially if I was like, hey, do this. And he's like, oh, I don't know how. Well, then we've got a problem on our hands, don't we? Idiot. That's so mean. I hope my president is listening because I hate that guy and I gave him zeros. Well, there was no zeros, but I gave him ones. Whatever. But yeah, so I was dealing with that last week. So whatever. I also worked like pretty much every day, and if I wasn't working, I was doing final projects that all these professors feel they need to drop on us during dead week. Like, I have a marketing thing due Friday, so I don't know how well that's gonna go, but it's like 10 pages long. I'm only 2 pages in. My other professor had us do another group project, which nobody did anything on, which again, I can't fault them. This one was my fault. Like, sometimes when I do projects or like do something that I'm really passionate, really like, I get carried away and I kind of just take over a little bit. And so that's what I did, is I took over and I basically finished the project. There was only a couple things that they needed to do. So for that one, I wasn't exactly mad about it, but we did wait till last minute. And so like, that's more so what I was mad about, is that like nobody texted in the group chat. I said, hey, what do you want to do for this? Like, couple days before it was due, no response. But then the day before it's due, hey, I'm gonna hop on and do this. And I was like, okay, well, let me just go do it. And I finished it. So why do I keep doing that? It's giving myself the ick. Whatever. But we actually did good. However, my professor for that class made me mad because my group finished, so we wanted to present that day, get it over with, not have to worry about it again. As soon as we finish, he's like, okay, nobody else is finished, so you guys can have a work day. Excuse me, whatever. Like, we should have had a work day last week when you forced us to go on an unsanctioned field trip. But whatever. So we did that, and I'm working on stuff from other classes because, again, like, I finished my presentation. And he just starts saying, like, make sure you have this, make sure you do this, make sure this is done. And I'm, like, sitting there, and I'm like, none of this is in the rubric. Everything he's saying, make sure you have, make sure if there's whatever, is not, it's not in the rubric. None of his field trips he had were in the syllabus, which I'm pretty sure he got in trouble for. And, like, dude, why? This is what we have rubrics and syllabuses for. It's a schedule so that people can plan for it. Like, when I went on my geology field trip, I'm almost 99% sure positive that they told us about that field trip January. The field trip was in March. Okay? So, yes, like, syllabuses, rubrics, those are for planning. So plan better. And then you'll have more people show up. You're welcome. I just gave you a rundown of how to professor. Like, some of it's frustrating. And then, like, how are you going to tell us what to do for the project after you already had a group present? That doesn't make sense to me either. After that first group presents, shut it down. You can no longer teach because you're setting that first group up for failure. Like, for him to sit there and be like, oh, make sure you do this. Well, we didn't do that. Like, but we also didn't need to for some of the stuff he was saying. He said we did good, but, like, at the same time, dude, whatever. He also said we had a dress code, right? No sweats, no whatever, no, if they were shorts, I guess you could wear them, but, like, polos, whatever. So one of the people in my group had a hat. He didn't say anything about the hat. Nothing. We get up there, we start presenting, we do our presentation. As soon as we're done, he goes, ah, make sure you don't wear a hat. And I was like, are you serious? Like, you absolutely could have said something before we got up there and presented. Frustrating. Absolutely ridiculous. But I gave him a very interesting little, what is it called? Why am I not thinking right now? Oh yeah, the course evaluations. Like, I gave him a very ick type, like, because I've had him before and I hate his classes. Like, he reads off slides, we have some in-class assignments, but I get bored and I do other work. Like, he was lecturing one day and I had my laptop open, and I would say like a month ago, and I had a 3-page paper due for another class, right? And so he's lecturing and I finished that paper in that class. That's how bored I was that I did other homework for another class. And that's what I stay doing. Like, I'll do homework in your class. I don't care. But yeah, that's what I had this week. My brain was fully occupied. And then my work keeps changing my schedule up a little bit, like when I come in. And so last Friday, I was playing Fortnite with my cuzzo. And I had just gotten off the phone with my girlfriend. She asked me when I went to work. I very, very confidently said 6. I get up to get some water. I have my headset on, so I'm talking to my cousin. I look at my calendar and I go, oh shit. It very clearly says 4:30. It was 4:35, 4:40-ish. So I said, okay, I gotta go, sorry. And I hopped off the game, put my clothes on, and went to work. Like, and I thought I was going to get in trouble because, like, we have these things where, like, it's basically an attendance policy. So, I thought I was going to get in trouble because I was 30 minutes late to work. So, I thought I was going to get a little thing, which I was supposed to take a lunch that day, too. And so, what I think happened is they thought that me coming in 30 minutes late was my lunch, like, the system. So, I was cool with that. I didn't get in trouble. But I will never do that again because why am I such an idiot? Yeah, like, I've never panicked. I've never in my life been late to work without anybody knowing, like, without an excuse or a reason, right? So this was new to me and it was terrifying, and I'm never gonna let it happen again. And then I worked an 8-hour shift Saturday, so I literally couldn't do anything. And that's when I realized, like, at work was like, oh, I did not do my podcast. Could have done it Sunday. Like, Sunday I didn't have much to do. It was chill. Just a nice day outside. So I just literally, like, didn't do anything. And then yesterday I was busy doing some homework. I'd had a lot of homework due yesterday. Extinctions, I learned about the dinosaurs, which is really sad. Like, I cried watching this stupid documentary because they're like, oh, what led scientists to infer that a meteor asteroid hit the Earth and killed the dinosaurs? And so we were talking about that, and then they're like, oh, this crater called the Chicxulub crater at the Gulf of Mexico. Like, and then they went into detail about how the dinosaurs died, and the ones that were closest to impact boiled to death. Oh my god, that's so sad. Like, they literally didn't know what was coming. I would want a dinosaur as a pet. That was so sad. Anyways, I think my nose is running because I keep going, like, shut up, bitch, you're stupid. I farted. Oh, sorry. Anyway, yeah, I got class in like 30 minutes, but... Oh, and then today I went to go get lunch, and I go to Burger Bar, and almost always I was like, hey, can I get it to go? Today I forgot, so when I got my food, I was like, can I get a box? And he goes, it's 50 cents. And I was like, okay, I'll pay for it, like, it's fine. And I used my money, dining dollars, whatever you want to call them. And he's like, yeah, typically if you say it with the order, it's free, but, like, if you don't, it's 50 cents. And I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't know that. And so I thought after saying, like, I didn't know that, he would be like, okay, no worries, I won't charge you today. That's not what happened. He was like, oh, yeah, okay, here, let me take your card, snatched it out of my hand. And then I put my stuff in a box, and, like, I'm very close to the kitchen, so I can hear everything these people are saying. And one of them goes, yeah, I would never pay for a box. I would literally never pay for a box. Yeah. And, like, you're so, like, whatever for making them do that. Like, you're on the rules. And he's like, yeah, it's the rules. And I'm like, yeah. I didn't know it was a rule, okay? Because if you had told me when I ordered or, like, had a sign-up, boxes are 50 cents, would I have gone back? Like, Jesus. People love enforcing policies that nobody knows anything about. They love it. If it's like, oh, you have to do this. Oh, I had no idea. Oh, that's the rule. That's our policy. And then I'm sure they could look up where it's a policy. But, like, that's bonkers. That's so sketchy. You're disgusting. And, like, 50 cents for a box is actually nuts. Like, I paid it because I didn't want to eat where I was at. I wanted to go home and chill. So, that bothered me. It bugged me big time. Whatever. I said this was going to be a shorter episode, and 20 minutes went by. I classified yapper, as it would appear. But that's all I want to say. I'm really going to do my bestest to get my girlfriend to, like... you know, actually do a podcast with me. Like, we're gonna go over how we're decorating our apartment. We're moving into that next week. Very excited. And I already bought my bed sheets. Tune in this week to figure out what I get for those. And I just think it would be really fun to have her on here, and we could talk shit, shoot the shit, whatever you youngins say. But yeah, play with me on Fortnite. I have Twitch now. I play on Twitch sometimes, but it is what it is what it is. I love you guys. Sorry for the late one again. My really, really big bad. So bad. So sorry. But drink some water. Good luck on your finals. Study hard. And I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.